Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Andrew McKay. This morning we got Representative Michelle Salzman with her very own episode of What the Florida? I love it. And I'm going to tell you this, I've been looking forward to this all morning. Not that I didn't have some great guests on. We've had Commissioner Wilton Simpson on. We just had State Party Chairman Evan Power. And now I have the pleasure of introducing one of my literal favorite people that I work with in Tallahassee. We do lots of legislation together all the time. We're always, if we're at events together, we are together. Love him, love his family. Layla's a great chickie. That's his wife, also a rock star. Patriot and a solid human being. I'd stand next to her in any battle for sure. Senator Jay Collins is on the line, and I'm going to share with them, Senator, my first experience with you. I did a little teaser earlier. I had worked with you in the legislature on some stuff. You know, we ran into each other. We knew each other kind of. And then we were at, I don't remember what national convention it was because, well, let's face it, we go to a lot, right? We are always on the move, trying to represent our areas. It was like a CPAC or something, and somebody stood up the audience, whether they were late in travel or I don't know, but it was a big name. And just last minute, they were like, hey, Senator Collins, you should go up there and talk. Off the cuff, you addressed thousands of people, hundreds of thousands even, because it was live streamed on all of the main media outlets, Fox News, everywhere. And you got up there at that podium and you just spoke from your heart. And it was like, I wanted to go out there and just kick butt for America when you were talking. I was like, yes, that's my guy. And I remember I saw you and I said, dude, I don't know what you're doing next, but I am behind you. You've got the heart, you've got the drive. And I had seen your work ethic in Tallahassee, but I didn't realize that you were like the goat, bro. Like, you are the man. And from that point on, I knew you've got something special in you. And look out, Florida. Look out, America, because he is here. Jay Collins has arrived. So, Senator Collins, welcome to the show. Thanks for coming on. How's it going today?
Well, Michelle, it's going pretty well. You know, it's always good to be on here with you. And that's some pretty high praise coming from you. You know, I hold you in incredibly high regard. You're my friend. You're my paisano. We do a ton together. And everyone knows you're going places as well. So, man, I'll do my very best to live up to what you just said. Good Lord.
You're amazing. Man, speaking of like rock star hero, like just give it all for the country, can you tell us about like how did you end up in Israel? Tell us what happened. How did it feel to be there, like literally saving lives? This was to tell the listeners what went on there, because the media didn't really cover it a lot, and they certainly didn't say your name much at all. And you were the one on ground in Israel doing the work. So tell the listeners about that.
Well, you know, and some of that's intentional. What I didn't want to be was another hollow jacket talking about what I was going to do and then not actually have a follow through. I figured let's go do something, make a difference, and then we'll talk about it a little bit more. So, you know, when all of this happened, the 12-day war, I guess, as we're calling it now, and Iran started launching these ballistic missiles, we started getting calls from universities, whether it was Florida State, University of Florida, USF, UCF, FIU. There were students trapped in Israel, and I'll be honest, having been shot at and had things launched at me many times, ballistic missiles are, man, these hypersonics, they're something else. And we started talking about it, figuring out a way to get over there. We're very blessed in Tampa to have an organization called Gray Bull Rescue. That's graybullrescue.org. Incredible guys. I think they've done 782 rescues around the globe is the number I keep hearing. Just subject matter experts. So I talked to them and said, is there something we need to do here? Can we get in? And he's like, yeah, absolutely. So we reached out and talked to the Florida Department of Emergency Management. You know, we have the world's best emergency manager, Kevin Guthrie.
Yes, we do.
That dude is a rock star.
Yep.
Golly, man. I can't tell you how blessed we are.
Yeah.
Him and Keith Pruitt and Jake Felder. We talked to all three of them, and then we pushed it up to the gov. And, you know, what do you think our gov said? He's like, yeah, absolutely.
Of course he said yes. I mean, it's Ron DeSantis.
Bring back America.
Ron DeSantis isn't going to say no to saving lives. Like, that's he's literally a patriot too. So, and just real quick, I just got to interject, Kevin Guthrie. Like, when he got here to Florida as the management leader, he changed the whole dynamic of how we respond to disasters, because he created a funding stream that was able to get money, prepare to get money so quickly, so we didn't have to wait for other agencies to submit reimbursements or whatever. We were able to do it a lot faster because of his innovativeness with the way that we apply for the money at the federal government, as well as the way that we match dollars and our trust funds. So Kevin he's not just a rock star in the logistical component, but he's a rock star in the ability to navigate, you know, the bureaucratic tape and the fact that the governor just said, okay, sure, I believe you, I trust you, you go ahead and do it. I mean, between those two, that's why we are the leaders in how you respond to national disasters, and in this case, a global disaster. So you call the governor, you're like, hey, bro, like, I need to go save these cats. I've got this organization, and the governor's like, yeah, no problem, let's go. So then, you know, Kevin Guthrie, all their team, they get involved, and then next thing I know, you're on an airplane. So what happened next?
That's right. So, you know, all that happens. We love the bubbles. And the day before Father's Day, I had about 3 hours notice, packed my bags, got on a plane, flew to Cyprus. From Cyprus, we flew to Amman, Jordan. We rented a car, started proofing the system to get people out of Israel. You know, you had a couple of paths as we did an assessment. You could go through Egypt, you could go through Jordan, or you could go by sea, because the airspace was incredibly volatile in Israel. And we opted for Jordan. You know, a lot of people hear Jordan and they get concerned, but Jordan is one of the very few countries in the Middle East, maybe the only one, that protects religion. They're our ally. They protect the airspace next to Israel. And, you know, it's a safe place if you're thought out and then the approach is correct. So we went to Jordan as a primary, back-planned everything, checked the airport, checked the border, went into Israel, and then started doing databasing. We expected to have maybe a few hundred, maybe up to 1,000. By the time 3 or 4 days rolled around, we had 5,000, almost 6,000 people in the database.
Wow.
Asking for rescue.
Wow.
It was shocking.
Wow.
It really was.
Wow.
And yeah, I far more than we expected. You know, all told, we brought back about 2,300. I haven't really done the full assessment. And, you know, we would have been doing more and more had this thing kept going, but you know, when the ceasefire happened, you got to stop because people have a way out. And at that point, it is no longer an emergency situation.
Yeah.
So proud of the governor, man. Dude knows right from wrong, does the right thing, and never equivocates. You just cannot stress how important that leadership is right now.
It really is. I mean, it, whether you like him or don't like him, the man stands on principle. Whether it's your principle or not, he stands there and he will dig his toes in the sand and he will fight. He'll be the front line for you, which is one of the reasons why the governor has become so popular in Florida, because people, whether you agree with everything he does or not, look, I don't agree with everything he does either. I mean, I'm a human being. One Republican does not equal another. But at the end of the day, you need somebody that's going to stand for something, you know, otherwise you're just going to fall. And he just always is like, he was doing like 5 or 6 big things all at the same time, but he can't do it alone. I mean, it takes people like you, people like a good cabinet, you know, James Othmeyer, which I texted him, but I know he's a little busy with his opening of the facility. And today, I mean, the governor was going to come on and say hi, but you know what they're doing this morning. They're signing that budget in just a few short minutes, I think, they'll be doing that. I spent some time on the phone with them a couple of days ago, going through the line items and, you know, in my district and talking about what's important, things like that, which we all think they're all important, but we have to be fiscally responsible. So Jay, what, you know, you've got a couple more years left in the Senate, right? You're running for reelection. Do you have any big news today or am I poking you too soon?
No big news today. I'm focused on reelection in 26. Obviously, you know, there's a lot going on these days, Michelle.
Yep.
But, you know, for a kid who grew up in a trailer, right?
Yep.
Who was adopted by my grandparents and grew up on a farm, it's amazing. Only in this country can realities like this be a thing.
Yeah.
I was a Green Beret, right? You know, 7th group of my paisanos, you know them very well. Those are my brothers, my sisters over there. And very grateful to be just a small part of that community. But you never forget where you came from, and man, it's incredible that God's plan was so much greater than my plan. I never would have imagined this was on the radar. I wanted to be an operator. You know, I wanted to be a Green Beret out there at the tip of the spear, fighting other nations' enemies abroad. And you know, God had different plans. I got injured, lost my leg, requalified, and had to pack it in a little bit earlier than I wanted to because, you know, you can only do so much on 1.5 legs, and I didn't want to be something that people had to plan around. But I can honestly tell you that I never imagined. I'm so grateful for the things that were put in my path, Michelle, and looking forward to making a difference.
Well,
thank God I get to work with people who are much smarter than me. Like
right.
And it helps.
I know. I tell people, I'm brutally honest. I'm like, I don't know everything, but I have smart friends.
That's right. Well, everything.
Well, I mean, if we have the ability to discern what's right and wrong, then that's really the most important thing. What's our moral compass say? What's the right way to go?
Sure.
And Jay, you are it. I love you. I love your family. I can't stress that enough. What we get put through as politicians, which we're really public servants, you know, like you said, you didn't even gloat about what you were doing. You just went and did it. You don't even know the final numbers because you've already started doing the next big thing. Like, you're focused on helping people, not, you know, not the word salad or, you know, whatever the numbers are that you can go boast about, which makes my point even bigger. You're an incredible human being in Florida and America. The world is lucky to have you exactly where you are, doing exactly what you're doing. And selfishly, I'd like to see you in session next year. We got some big bills we got to do, but unselfishly, I just want you to do whatever it is that God leads you to do. And I can't thank you enough for the service for you and Layla, because a lot of people don't mention the spouses, especially not one like yours. It's literally, she does so much for everybody. I mean, even though she's not elected and she's just, you know, she's the mom holding it together with the family. She is so, I mean, she's going to be a rock star in herself. Whatever it is that she's doing next, I'm behind that too. But Jay, do you have any final words for Pensacola? They've never met you before, but now they're going to love you because I love you, and that's just how it goes. You have any final words to say?
Yeah, you know, I look forward to getting out there. I'm in my Senate role. I'm the transportation chair. I'm going to get out, and I want to see what's on the ground, what's right, what's wrong. I can't fix things if I don't know what they are. And I believe that we're coming into a time when we need politicians who talk less and do more.
Yes.
It's deeds, not words. A whole hell of a lot more walk, and a lot less talk.
Yeah.
Go do things. Talk about it when it's done. But frankly, the voices I care about the most are the people who have things they need done, the people who elect us, and the people we serve. Those are the ones we have to look to. Outside of God and my family, there is nothing more important than the voices of our people. And I challenge people to let us know what you think. Reach out to your elected people. Give me a follow on Jay Collins FL. And heck, if you can't get a hold of anybody else in the government, reach out to my office. My number is 813-576-8068. Give me a call. That's my cell. It goes right to the phone I'm talking on right here. We can't solve what we don't know. And I think it's time for government and leaders who aren't just legislators. We need leadership.
I love it. Jay, thank you for taking time for me this morning for Pensacola to tell them a little bit about who you are and the great work that you did for so many Floridians that were stuck over in Israel. Stay in touch. Whatever we can do in Pensacola, we got your back, bro. I appreciate you.
Oh, man. I love you, Michelle.
Love
stay safe out there, okay?
You too. Bye.
See you. Bye.
All right, guys, we're going to go to all the things that we missed.
All right, traffic, I guess. Traffic's brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Taking a look at the big board one more time. Front gate of NES Pensacola, still an issue. South Navy Boulevard backed up all the way to about Palmetto at this point. So just realize it's going to take a little extra time to get there. Taking a look at I-10. I-10 flowing smoothly. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson. Did you know that the displaying of the Ten Commandments in our public schools was outlawed in large part because of a 1980 Supreme Court decision known as Stone versus Graham? And because of this extraction, most Americans are not familiar with the specific content of the Ten Commandments. I encourage you to read Exodus chapter 20. These commandments serve as a divine blueprint for a civilized society. Exodus chapter 20, verse number 1, God makes it very clear that these commandments came from Him and not from Moses or from any man. And the only man who ever walked the earth who kept the commandments flawlessly was Jesus of Nazareth, the God-man himself. As we endeavor to be submissive to these commandments, we must rely completely on Christ's power to overcome sin and temptation. I urge you, walk with Jesus today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
The insects, the pests, the ants, the fleas, the roaches, the ticks, the whatever it is that's bothering you in your home, and you don't have to live with it anymore because you can call NSEC and they'll take care of you. They make pest control for you and your home easy and effective. They'll thoroughly inspect the problem, provide you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Again, the estimate is totally free. So if you want to find out how much it might take them, you know, in order to take care of this problem, they'll come out and tell you. No cost for that. They'll take pictures. If you decide to go ahead, they'll show you what the treatment's going to be. They'll take pictures of that. Then the end result. They offer a number of different pest control plans to stop pests from infesting your home, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. NSEC Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Now, for a limited time, new annual pest control customers get $50 off. There are some restrictions that apply, so be sure to read the contract for details. But again, estimates are free. Find out what it'll take to rid your home of those pests at NSEC, ENSEC.net.
Summer's heating up, and so is the menu at Sonny's Barbecue. This is Eldon with Sonny's. Sink your teeth into delicious competition-style St. Louis ribs, smoked to perfection and ready for a standing ovation. Or try the new barbecue slider sampler, three bold sandwiches and one happy belly. Feeling a little tangy? Grab the Tennessee Vinegar pulled pork sandwich. It's got a zip that you won't soon forget. Don't forget to save room for the strawberry corn cakes. They're sweet, seasonal, and only for summer. Visit sunnysbarbecue.com for the location nearest you.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's hot in the summer, but you can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite band. So good! This week, it's Johnny Earthquake and the Moondogs celebrating their 30th anniversary. Get ready to jam with their 10-piece band. Plus, it's Buck Lee Night, brought to you by Gulf Breeze Natural Gas. See you at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion for Bands on the Beach.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction Wednesday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Good morning. I'm listening to this song and I'm like trying to, it's got that intro music. And I'm like, what song is this? I know this song. so funny. But anyway, this is Michelle Salzman. I have taken over the radio station for What the Florida, filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Guys, the phone number, again, if you have a comment or question, is 850-437-1620. Got a lot of text messages about the ivermectin question. I did get a comment from someone about dangers of vaping. I said, oh my God, you turned political. I'm not going to listen anymore. Bro, that's the name of the campaign that the health department has. It's not even political at all. It's a flyer that they give to students in the school system to keep kids from smoking cigarettes or vapes. That wasn't political. Sorry that I triggered you. Hate that happened. But anyway, so back to news, which I don't know of how much of news we've actually shared this morning, which is super ironic considering it's news radio. But with me, you never know what's going to come out of my mouth. And to be honest with you, just about everything I say publicly is susceptible to make the news. So here we are with pronouns my pronouns being try/me. bring it on. So this morning we have had the honor and privilege to host several large community leaders for the state, for the nation even. We've had Senator Jay Collins, who is a rock star chairman in the Senate, also a combat veteran, Green Beret. If you know that cadence, next line is killing how he earns his pay. But what a great guy. I love him and his family. We had Evan Power on, chairman of the Republican Party of Florida, rock star again. And then, of course, my friend Jen Harrison was here as my co-host, wishing her son Dylan a happy birthday. And then we had Commissioner Wilton Simpson, the Commissioner of Florida Agriculture, rock star. Got a lot of messages about him, too, telling me how great he was and the things that he was doing for them specifically, but wasn't looking at my phone, which is probably best considering I'm live on the air. So super excited. We have Andy Hobbs with the Escambia County Sheriff's Office coming up. We have Sheriff Bob Johnson. What's up, the GOAT? Love Bob. Haven't talked to him a long time, so looking forward to catching up with him. And we also have some AI conversation. You worried about AI? You worried about what it does? You scared of it? I don't know, but we might talk about that. But right now, we are going to a break.
Foster. The Republicans' so-called One Big Beautiful Bill has made it to the Senate with votes on amendments all day, then a final vote expected this evening. Tennessee Republican Marsha Blackburn on Fox on changes to Medicaid.
Those benefits are not there for illegal aliens and, as I say, freeloaders and fraudsters. They are there for the people that deserve them.
North Carolina Republican Tom Tillis opposes the bill, saying it
will hurt people who are eligible and qualified for Medicaid.
And he announced he's not running for re-election after President Trump threatened to find a primary challenger in Idaho.
This was a total ambush. These firefighters did not have a chance.
Coonie County Sheriff Bob Norris is a sniper who shot and killed two firefighters, wounding a third, was found dead next to a gun on Canfield Mountain. He says the gunman started a wildfire first to draw firefighters in, and flames were surrounding the body when they pulled it out. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 731 at News Radio 92.3, 79 degrees. We've got cloudy skies right now. Of course, we'll get more on our forecast with Brooke Richardson in just a few minutes. Police in Atmore say the four men that were arrested last week for a fatal shooting after an illegal car race have now been connected to another shooting that happened last Halloween. 20-year-old Xavion Bradley, 19-year-old Carheem McKenzie, 18-year-old Timothy Sanders, and a 17-year-old will face additional charges. Investigators say that evidence was discovered directly connecting those four to a shooting in October of 2024. They now face additional counts of attempted murder and other charges for that. During that incident in 2024, police said nearly 50 shots were fired from three different firearms. Four homes and three vehicles were hit by the gunfire. Nobody was hurt. The four were arrested last week after more than 50 shots were fired, killing one man, sending another woman to a trauma center after a race on Carver Avenue, and they face murder and attempted murder charges for that incident as well. In Okaloosa County, another incident of debris being thrown at moving vehicles on the road. This latest case happened on Beale Parkway in Fort Walton Beach. A girl reportedly had a rock thrown at her vehicle from an overpass.
She saw him pick something up and then look right at her and throw it right at her windshield. And she said her thoughts were, I know he's not about to throw something at my car. Like, is he really going to throw something at my car? And sure enough, he threw it at her car.
And that is the girl's mother who talked to Channel 3. She's urging people just to be aware of their surroundings as they drive. Of course, there have been multiple incidents of this type of thing happening in Okaloosa and in Santa Rosa counties. In the last incident, just last week, three minors were arrested after lobbing a rock off an interstate into a vehicle driving on I-10. Officials say there have been similar incidents nationwide, which have resulted in injuries and even fatalities. A man and a woman from Alabama were hurt in a motorcycle crash in Santa Rosa County over the weekend. Officials say the 44-year-old driver and 38-year-old passenger were on a Can-Am Spyder when they crashed on State Road 87 and Technology Avenue. The driver was seriously injured. The passenger was airlifted in critical condition. FHP is investigating that crash. Well, thousands of dollars raised over the weekend for the Ronald McDonald House. That was thanks to the Firecracker 5K in downtown Pensacola. There were 703 runners. The event raised just over $55,000 for the organization. 42-year-old woman has passed away after an accident while riding a moped early this morning on Lakeview Avenue. Police say the woman was hit by a vehicle near E Street. She was pinned underneath. The road was closed off for a while this morning as the investigation was ongoing. They are still looking into that crash. Pensacola man has pled guilty to a multi-million dollar drug trafficking case. 41-year-old Rayvon Andrews, he pleaded guilty on charges of conspiracy to distribute and possession with intent to distribute cocaine and money laundering. The indictment showed Andrews distributed cocaine, which ended up in Escambia County from 2021 until 2024. They also say he laundered more than $10 million through casinos in Mississippi and Nevada. He's due back in court in September. 735. PJ's got our traffic on the fives.
All right, thanks, David. Still just looking at that one area in front of the front gate of NAS Pensacola. South Navy Boulevard is backed up to Central Avenue, though that is an improvement. Taking a look at 110 and I-10, both are actually flowing really smoothly. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to have a chance of some scattered showers and thunderstorms as you head throughout your day. 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 90 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 77. For Tuesday, 70% chance of rain, high near 90 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 77 degrees. Keeping your rain chances around on Wednesday with a 50% chance of rain and a high near 91. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 79 degrees right now. Cloudy skies. Our next news at 8. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. Let's get an update on our market report from our friends at Your Money Now.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Oil prices are slightly lower as an easing of geopolitical risks in the Middle East and the prospect of another OPEC Plus output hike in August improve supply expectations. West Texas Intermediate currently sitting at $65.33 per barrel. Brent currently sitting at $67.64 per barrel. Reuters reports that Nissan Motor has asked some suppliers to allow it to delay payments to free up short-term funds. New CEO Ivan Espinosa, who took over in April, has unveiled plans to shed around 15% of Nissan's global workforce and close 7 plants as he targets $3.4 billion in cost cuts over the next 2 years. Oreo fans are over the moon excited about the news of a beloved flavor coming back to supermarket shelves. The brand shared the exciting news that blueberry pie Oreos will be making a comeback after being discontinued back in 2017. Futures are moderately higher. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 432. That's Your Money Now.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
For me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed.
From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, this is Ildi Hossman. I'm a volunteer with the Pensacola Chamber. Tune in today at 10:30 to hear all about the 4th of July celebration happening downtown with our guest Anna Loches, president of the Pensacola Young Professionals, and Brent Lane from Cat Country 98.7. Hear all about the activities and the spectacular fireworks show synchronized on Cat Country 98.7. That's tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
I'm on air again. This is Michelle Salzman filling in for Andrew McKay on What the Florida? I love that tagline. If I created a podcast or a radio show, I would call it that. If you steal it, I will come find you and I will cut you. And then I'll have somebody help me find the bodies. But it won't be Andy Hobbs because he follows the law, because he's a law-abiding or enforcing. I'm not sure. Andy, what is your tagline, Andy Hobbs?
I just try to be a good citizen of Escambia County. Pretty simple.
I'm hopeful that he's my future sheriff because he's a bad mamma jamma over here. He's got all the stuff going on. You know, talk about somebody that came up from a bad place. I just had Senator Jay Collins on, and he spent a little bit of time talking about where he came from and where he is. You know, the rumor is, he didn't say it, but I'll say it for him, the rumor is he's about to be appointed lieutenant governor. And then my other good friend is about to be appointed CFO, and so I'm losing everybody I got in the Senate. But at least here in Pensacola, if you go to sheriff, you'll still be with me. So please don't leave me, Andy. I need you in my life. And thanks for coming on the show. That's how I introed my friend Andy Hobbs. And this is why you need friends, people, because if you don't, you'll be sitting all alone crying in a corner because people are like, what is she saying right now? Well, I'm not counting to two, Danny Zimmern. I'm just talking. That's how it goes. So, Andy, you're here. Tell us all the good stuff. The floor is yours. I hear there's some fraud going on and all kinds of crazy. So what's the word, Andy?
Oh, we can talk about whatever you want to do. Yeah, the Sheriff Simmons has us doing amazing things every day at the Escambia County Sheriff's Office with his leadership, his innovations, his forward thoughts. It's amazing. Every morning, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, we have staff meetings, and then we have Tuesdays and Thursdays, we have other staff meetings, and he pushes us every day to be our best. He wants to see where we can go, looking at trends, looking at things that are happening in our community. So, like, prime example, every day you hear about our information being compromised. Yeah. Would it be Meta? Would it be Target? Would it be any of these places we go and use our credit cards?
Yeah.
We set up for email things. So the Sheriff's Office on July 17th will be having a Shield Against Scams class. It's from 10 a.m. till noon. We're going to be hosting it there. You can go to our Facebook page, sign up for it, and we're going to go through all the different scams, be it the DHSMV one we're all getting. I mean, I've gotten 10 of those recently.
I'm sorry, but I need to pay my toll. I haven't driven across a toll bridge, but I have to pay a toll.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you have the toll because honestly, I mean, if you drive around Florida, there's a chance you went through a toll once or twice because they're how they're set up now. Yeah. And I can see where it gets it. My mother calls. My mother's 77. She'll call me and she'll like, hey, I owe this. I'm like, no, Mama, you do not owe this. I said, just ignore it. Move on. She's like, they're going to take my driver's license. If they take your driver's license at 77 years old, we'll fix it. We'll work it out. Don't worry about that. So we're having that course and it's for 2 hours in the middle of the day, trying to allow people again. I have had people call me and say, hey, you just called me and said I owe $5,000 in Bitcoin or I'm going to go to jail. I'm like, I can first assure you that I'm never going to call you and tell you you owe me $5,000 in Bitcoin. So, you know, with all the different scams we have in our society today with social media and everything else, it's just better to educate yourself on those different plans. But, you know, that's an example of your sheriff's office meeting you where you need to be. You know, Sheriff Simmons always talks about community engagement, you know, engagement and enforcement like this community's never been before. Well, it's because we meet you where you want to be. We don't tell you how we're going to engage you. We listen to our community and we engage that way. You know, just being involved in the Manna donut strike last week where it was 3 days, we were able to, I'm blessed enough to be on the board of directors for Manna, and the things we're able to do, Pensacola Police Department, Escambia County Sheriff's Office, Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office, Pensacola City Fire, Escambia County Fire, we were able to do things in our community, collect food to help some of the most vulnerable in our community, children and elderly. And so we're trying to be involved in those different programs. We are in the midst, tomorrow will be our second day of our Male Blazer Academy alumni course where we have three days of alumni, the young men who've already gone through our Blazer Academy the last 3 years. It was amazing. Last Tuesday they showed up. Jennifer's son Dylan, whose birthday's today, he's in it, and to see their growth, it was amazing. The sheriff and I and Whitney Lucas, our chief of staff, who's also the president of our Sheriff's Foundation. She does amazing work with us every day. We were all talking about how much they've grown. They have, some of them look like grown men. There was one guy, you know, I'm like 6'1", 6'2". There was a young man that walked in the other day, and he towered over me, and he's like,
what?
15. And I was like,
no.
Last time I saw him, he was like under my chin, and now he's huge, and he had a mustache, and I'm like, goodness. So, but
I don't like these years. My son is 14. He has leg hair. Go away. Where is my baby?
Yeah, it's wild. These young men were just children, and now they're grown men. But well, interesting story in that is one of the young men is being recruited because he plays football. And he said the things he learned in Blazer Academy, an interaction he had with Sheriff Simmons, where Sheriff Simmons, we teach them how to shake hands and engage with someone. He talked to Sheriff Simmons during that class about what that did for him, that some of the schools that are recruiting him said, well, you've clearly been involved with somebody or something that's taught you how to be able to engage with people. And that's what they're looking for.
Right.
So those just those things that we take for granted every day are the things that Sheriff Simmons really pushes in the Blazer Academy. And so I'm getting the wrap it up sign.
No, we have to do the traffic on the five.
Oh, listen, thanks, Michelle. That.
Taking a quick look at the big board, the front gate of NAS Pensacola is still backed up to about Interbay Avenue. Also looking at Pine Forest Road, things look to be flowing pretty smoothly. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
And we're back to the Blazer Academy. So you said a lot in that few minutes. First of all, Sheriff Chip Simmons is an incredible human being. I love him for all the right reasons. He's just one of the best public servants you'll ever meet in your life. What he did to expand the sheriff's office by way of public partnership, private partnership, is what makes him so incredible. He said, I want to get out there and do these things in the community. The Blazer Academy, the movie nights, like the memorial. Wow. Like, wow. The things that have been empowered through his leadership. You know, that happens with people like you there that are willing to execute and see that vision and really wholeheartedly believe in it. Hey, Brent, we love you. Bye. Brent Lane just walked by, and I'm obnoxious. But I needed to slow down for a minute and just recognize that we didn't have that before. This is new, and it's because of people like you that empower it, that embrace it, that really own that and say, yeah, I see your vision, Sheriff. Let me help execute that. People like Whitney Lucas that just do a phenomenal job, and Tommy Leiter. And so, you clearly are a part of the coolest posse in town.
So Sheriff Simmons, when he came on as the chief deputy, he and I spoke for hours about what the sheriff's office could be. He always thought the sheriff's office was a sleeping giant. And it is. The resources we have, the partnerships we have, the knowledge base. But then he went one step further. He believes in talent acquisition. He wants to build a team. He's been a coach, a football coach for years, one of the most winningest coaches in Little League around here in the Inslee area forever. So he has a history of being prolific at building teams and winning. So he builds teams. He allowed me to take some positions and be a part of certain things in the community and my professional and personal life. He's done amazing things. He's one of my best friends and an amazing mentor every day. He then brought Whitney Lucas over from Gilmore Services to be the chief of staff and help us with our foundation. She does amazing things for the community every day. Chief Tommy Leiter, who's the chief of operations, with his experience. Delarian Wiggins, who was retired sergeant. Now he's a city councilman. He works with us now. Ronnie Rivera, who has a long history of community engagement and doing amazing things in our community. And then we've also built training. We've built all these different things inside the agency to help build and mold leaders in our community every day. The men and women of the Escambia County Sheriff's Office work tirelessly every day to serve the community.
They do.
They love the community.
We love them.
Yeah, well, we appreciate that. But, you know, courtesy, integrity, professionalism is something the sheriff has preached since the day he walked in the door as chief deputy. And he continues to. And we push that on every single person in our community and in our agency. And we live by that. Courtesy, integrity, professionalism. If you can't live up to those three standards, there's no place for you at the sheriff's office.
Well, I believe that. I see it every day in all the actions. I mean, you guys are everywhere all the time, just trying to be present and accessible in the community just to listen to folks and hear what their needs are and respond to those in a meaningful way, not just a checkbox. So on July 17th, 10 to 12, where is it located?
It'll be at the Escambia County Sheriff's Office.
At the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. You've got to register, right?
Yep. If you go to our Facebook page, you can see all the information. Also, if you want to know things that are going on with your Escambia County Sheriff's Office, go like and follow our Facebook page. We put everything there. Things that are going on, if there's crime in our community, if there's going to be a Citizens Law Enforcement Academy, if there's going to be a Blazer Academy, if there's going to be a Dream Big, if there's going to be a movie night, if there's going to be a Coffee with a Cop, all the different things we do, they'll be on social media. They'll be on our Facebook page and our Instagram page, and you can keep up with us, or you can just call us. You can call and ask for me. If you call and ask to speak to me, you're going to get me. We are very, very open to the community. We're transparent. It's your sheriff's office. We all live here in Escambia County. We love Escambia County. So if you have questions about the agency, if you want to come tour the Real-Time Crime Center, whatever you want to do, you call us and we'll make it happen.
I love it. Guys, we are going to be right back. Sorry, was that too fast?
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
So several years ago, my wife and I were planning on replacing our then many years old Dodge Grand Caravan, and we thought we wanted to buy a Honda Odyssey, but as is often our practice, we wanted to test drive one of the type we wanted to buy before we needed to buy it, about 6 months ahead of time, to make sure that when time came to really find the deal we wanted, that we were looking for the right kind of car. Couldn't find one. Nobody had one that we could drive. We found one at Frontier Motors. We called it our unicorn. It actually happened to be the color we wanted as well. But again, we didn't want one for another 6 months. We drove it. We loved it. That's fine. We were getting ready to go. And Calvin, our sales guy, said, "Do you want to look at the price?" I'm like, "Well, fine." "Oh, well, that's a good price. Can you come down a little bit?" "Sure." "Can you give us a day?" "Because we're not buying a car." "Sure." We thought about it a day later. "Can you come down just a little bit more?" "Sure." "Can we buy it?" I mean, that's how easy it was for us to buy this car. And again, we just had to because it was such low mileage. It was a year old with like 13,000 miles and the price was fantastic. We had to buy it. It would have been dumb of us to wait because they have great selection. That's what brought us to Frontier and because the process was so easy. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Great Milton Duck Race is Friday at the Milton Downtown Bridge starting at 5 o'clock. Proceeds benefit the community missions of the crew of Blackwater Pirates. Locations to get your ducks is at blackwaterpirates.com. Celebrate America Friday night at the Community Maritime Park Amphitheater with the Pensacola Symphony beginning at 7:30, followed by the Pensacola 4th of July fireworks show over the bay. Get all the details at newsradio1620.com. Happy 4th of July.
This Friday is the free Pensacola Fireworks, presented by Pensacola Young Professionals and the Pensacola Chamber. At 7:30, be at Community Maritime Park for Pensacola Symphony's free Sparks and Stars concert, sponsored by Peter Muget and Pensacola State College. You can also listen to the symphony broadcast live at 7:30 right here on News Radio 92.3. Continue listening at 9 as the fireworks will be synchronized to the music presented by Penn Air Credit Union. Bring your radio and enjoy the 4th of July.
I can see them laugh at
well,
me.
Well, hey, guys, it's Michelle Salzman back with my own very own episode of News in the Morning, filling in for Andrew McKay. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, feel free to text or call 850. There again, you know, that's why we have great staff. I didn't have the microphone to my mouth. I'm just, because I got excited, my husband, Philip, just brought me 7 brew coffee. Oh, my God. The German chocolate thing is like heaven in your mouth. Anyway, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can call or text 850-437-1620. We've talked about a lot this morning, so there's a lot of things that you might want to comment on. But just wanted to make sure that you knew that you are free to call or text and give us feedback. I'm getting a ton of calls and emails and text messages. And so I'm keeping up with them, just listening and reading them, not saying most of them out loud because, well, you know, then we wouldn't have time to hear from our special guests, such as Andy Hobbs that was just here, which was super exciting information. So next up, we are going to have Bob Johnson coming in, and I'm not sure what he's going to talk about, but I'm sure it will be fantastic. And then after that, we're going to have my husband, Philip, who is going to give us some great information on AI. I'm not sure what he is exactly going to tell us about, if it's going to be about the scams that Andy Hobbs was talking about the class for, or if it's going to be how to. I didn't ask. I just kind of go with the flow. I mean, when I invited Evan Power, the chairman of the Republican Party of Florida, I said, the floor is yours, bro. Talk about anything you want. That could be dangerous, but truthfully, I have some great friends, and they're just solid people. So we've had a lot of fun this morning bringing you a lot of state leaders to give you perspectives that you probably didn't have or we didn't talk about. You know, the commissioner bringing in the information about the rural land stuff that we're doing and the FFA funding and empowerment that we've done for the schools. That was really cool news, and hearing about what happened in Israel and how Jay Collins just jumped in and said, oh, we can handle that with partnership of nonprofits and then, of course, the partnership of the governor's office. Speaking of the governor, in, what is it, 8 o'clock Tallahassee time? So in 2 more hours, the governor is going to be doing his press conference signing the budget. But we are going to go to traffic on the 5, and we'll be right back.
Thanks, Michelle. Looks like there is a vehicle crash, I-10 eastbound, right at mile marker 7. They're saying there's no roadblock in that area. Just use extra caution. U.S. 98 east and westbound through Navarre, looking good at this point. Mobile Highway also clear through Beulah. I'm PJ with your traffic on the 5s.
Well, thank you for traffic on the 5, and thank you for always making sure my microphone is where it belongs and that I'm taking breaks when I'm supposed to because... You know, it's one of those things. This is the first time, guys, that I have ever done anything like this. Now, I've been a guest on the radio show before. I've, you know, done news interviews with the media as Michelle Salzman, but I've never actually hosted anything. And so this is my first time. Hopefully you guys are being easy on me and your thoughts as y'all are talking to your friends and loved ones riding in the car on the
way
to work.
You're doing awesome.
Oh, thanks. You know, he's so kind, but he's only saying that because he doesn't want me to accidentally say something I'm not supposed to. Guys, listen, I'm going to tell y'all, when I got here this morning, I said, give me a list of words that I'm not allowed to say. And we actually went through specific words. I'm not going to share them with you because I can follow directions. Believe it or not, I am a good follower. You just have to tell me the direction to go, and I'll go. Look, my husband just turned his back so he could laugh at me behind my face. 20 years together, Philip Salzman. I got this. But anyway, so we have Sheriff Bob Johnson coming up soon, and then after that we'll do some AI conversation. Feel free to continue sending messages in on ivermectin if you have comments about what you think should or shouldn't happen with that potential legislation that I might be working on locally led, 850-437-1620. I always welcome your input. I do what my constituents ask me to do. It's actually interesting. On the Twitter world, there are a lot of people that we call bots. They're really actually people, but they're there for one subject or for one person so they can make you look good or bad. They will wear you down. And a lot of them will go on there and be like, you don't know what you're doing. We're going to primary you, this, that, and the other. And I'm like, you know what? I hope you do, because I do exactly what the people in Pensacola ask me to do. I am here. I'm present. I'm accountable to my actions, and I follow their lead. I host town halls. We do all these things because we're community driven. And so whenever I get those trolls on Twitter, it's actually quite comical when they tell me what my people want. You guys know in the panhandle, the rest of Florida is not us. We don't have the same issues. We don't have the same ideology in most cases, we don't have the same situations. We have a totally different world up here in the Panhandle, and we have great representation that understands that. A lot of us are connected in many big ways, which makes us very impactful. So just trying to educate the rest of Florida on what's important to the Panhandle is always, always the challenge, which is why I engage on social media so much. But it comes with a huge price of, I tell you, if I wasn't on Xanax, I need to be, because it's rough out there, the things that people do and say to public figures. But speaking of, you know, Sheriff Bob Johnson's been a great partner, a great friend. And then somebody just asked, will 9/11 dispatchers ever be considered first responders? I don't think so. Will that ever pass? I tell it like it is, and I'm just going to be real. I don't think that's ever going to happen. You know, when you do that, when you expand something like that, you expand the fiscal impact, and that takes a huge toll on the state budget. And if you were a frontline first responder, and I do get the argument of frontline, because you take the call and, man, it's rough. But if you're a frontline first responder and you see that face-to-face, it almost diminishes the impact that you're trying to embrace with the others. But not saying it can't happen, but I'm telling you what the political climate is. I haven't seen the appetite for that in Tallahassee, but I do advocate for my people, and I have said that I would support that if it came in front of me. We are going to a break. We will be back in a few.
A Voterama. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and it's about to start now at the Senate, considering final amendments to President Trump's big, beautiful budget bill.
The major element of this bill is to prevent a massive automatic tax increase of about $4 trillion.
That's Republican Senator Ron Johnson. The tax cuts that were set in 2017 are set to expire at the end of the year, and the senator also tells Fox they need Medicaid work requirements and other reforms to the program to end what he calls
legalized fraud from the federal government. We can't afford it, and it is putting at risk Medicaid for children, disabled children, vulnerable people.
Democrats insist Medicaid reforms and other changes will cause millions to lose health coverage and food assistance. And GOP Senator Tom Tillis agrees, also opposing the bill.
This bill, in its current form, will betray the very promise that Donald J. Trump made.
Now, the president calls Tillis a complainer, not a doer, and after he threatened to help primary the senator out of office next year, Tillis announced he will not run for re-election. A top aide to Israel's prime minister is in Washington today for talks on a possible ceasefire with Hamas in Gaza, trying to set more hostages free.
As the region waits to see if a resolution can be reached to end the war in Gaza and stabilize the Middle East, Palestinian civilians continue to face difficult conditions, with ongoing Israeli airstrikes and limited aid being distributed.
Fox's Trey Yingston, Tel Aviv. The Iran-Israel ceasefire is still holding, but even as President Trump in a Truth Social post after midnight again insisted the U.S. airstrikes on Iran's nuclear facilities was total obliteration, the head of the U.N.'s atomic watchdog says Iran could resume enriching uranium fuel within months. Now to Idaho.
This was a total ambush. These firefighters did not have a chance.
Two of them were shot dead. A third is stable after surgery as they responded to a brush fire. Kootenai County Sheriff Bob Norris says the gunman set to lure them in.
Firefighters broadcast that they were being shot at.
And as the flames spread, police kept searching for the sniper. Then they found a man dead next to a gun. They believe he acted alone. Why being investigated still? America's listening to Fox News.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
An official message from Medicare.
I turned 65 this year. I knew it was time to figure out Medicare, and I had questions, like when to enroll and how to enroll. So I went straight to the official source, Medicare.gov, to get the facts about Medicare. I found answers to all my questions, and I'm ready to get started. And so can you. Just go to Medicare.gov to get the real facts about Medicare.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The jury that will decide Sean Diddy Combs' fate is about to return to court this hour in New York City to get instructions from a judge, and then deliberations will start.
Closing arguments wrap Friday in Sean Diddy Combs' federal trial, with his defense attorney, Mark Agnifilo, delivering a rebuttal to sex trafficking and racketeering charges that could send the music mogul to prison for life. Agnifilo admitted to Combs' domestic violence against ex-girlfriend Cassie Ventura, seen in a 2016 hotel video, but denied any link to forced sex acts, arguing the relationship was consensual and part of a swinger's lifestyle. The prosecution, in a five-hour closing, called Combs the leader of a criminal enterprise who used money and influence to hide abuse. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
In another case far away that's gotten international attention, an Australian jury is deliberating if Erin Patterson is guilty of murder, accused of deliberately lacing a lunch she cooked for her estranged husband's relatives with poisonous mushrooms. Three of them died, a fourth survived. At the movies, Brad Pitt, the king of the box office.
F1 takes first place in its opening weekend, raking in more than $55 million in the U.S. and Canada, $144 million globally.
When was the last time you won a race?
Sunday, Daytona.
Oh, I'm sorry. Formula One.
Oh, I'm sorry. Then same as you.
It marks the biggest opening ever for Apple Original Films and a record start for actor Brad Pitt. Universal's How to Train Your Dragon falls to second place with $19.4 million. Disney's Elio falls to third, bringing home $10.7 million. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could rise before the last day of a positive month. Futures up big for the NASDAQ and the Dow. NASDAQ closed at a record high Friday. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning, 8:05 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got cloudy skies. It is 79 degrees. And we'll get our weather forecast in just a couple of minutes with Brooke Richardson. But first, we've got PJ with our traffic on the fives.
Well, we were having such a good morning, but now there's two vehicle crashes to report. There's a vehicle crash in Navarre Parkway right near the Waffle House in Granada Street. They're saying there's no roadblock, though, in that area. And then taking a look at I-10 eastbound right at mile marker 7, there's also a vehicle crash there. Just use some extra caution. They're saying there's no roadblock. I'm PJ with your traffic on the 5.
Thank you very much, PJ. An investigation continuing after a 42-year-old woman died this morning in a moped accident. This happened on Lakeview Avenue. PPD says she was hit by a vehicle on Lakeview Avenue near E Street.